Welcome to Money for Life with Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners, Robert Stanlick. Advice to build and protect your wealth and your money for life. Money for Life is sponsored. The views expressed do not reflect those of KRDO staff and management. And now, here's your host, Robert Stanlick.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Money for Life show. Robert Stanlick here with Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners and Mary Thorne with Certainty Home Loans. And we're here to talk a little bit about everything. We'll talk a little bit about the markets, talk about some of the things that Mary's seeing with mortgages. The first thing that we really have in common is interest rates, and the 10-year popped up over 3%, which has got to be sending a little bit of shockwaves through the mortgage world.
Interest rates on mortgages, as you know, are reflected by the bonds, but they're not directly affected. They are indirectly affected and change the rates. So we have seen a little volatility in the last few days again with rates going up. But
so it took a big jump up anticipating rates were going to go higher. Then it just leveled out. Now that it's moving up, it's kind of priced to where they thought it was going to be anyway. So it hasn't jumped a lot.
Correct. We've gone up probably an eighth in interest rate up and down for the past 30 days.
Well, I know this is sounding like I'm beating a dead horse here, but man, if people haven't looked at locking in or refinancing, and I guess that's one of the things we should probably hit on is the refinance. Most people have refinanced at some point and they're in it 5 to 7 years on a 30 year. How much sense does it say, all right, let's look at a 15 year and cut another 7 to 10 years off the mortgage and have maybe the same payment or a little bit more?
That's all good in theory. What's happening now in the market is the margins between a 15-year and a 30-year loan are still very low. You may only have a 0.25% difference in interest rate, maybe 3/8. That is so low that it usually doesn't make sense to pay the closing cost to go to a lower term if you can do the same thing by making a principal balance reduction on your 30-year mortgage.
And that's one of the things that we've done a lot of is there's what they call mortgage acceleration programs. And the reason I like those is typically people will invest it in a life insurance policy. But you can do it in different investments. You just want it to be stable. And the advantage to that is you got a 30-year mortgage and you're socking away $500 extra a month. If you apply it to that mortgage and the housing market goes down, that money can evaporate almost instantly, where if you have it over in another pool of money, you've always got access to it. And these typically take anywhere from 11 to 14 years. You've built up enough cash then to pay the mortgage off all in one shot. And that's something I think a lot of people have overlooked. They just assume, well, I'll just keep making principal payments and principal payments. And it's great if you get it paid off and you're done with your mortgage. But if you pay and pay and pay and then the market goes down and you need cash, that money's not available to you through another mortgage.
We're still seeing that paying down a mortgage as you're building equity is what you're talking about, also building wealth. But to have the ability to use that money to make money instead of just building your equity has had an effect on the refinances I've seen in the past 6 months. More and more people are going from a 15-year back to a 30-year mortgage so they can use that money for something else, such as an investment into another line.
Or the fact that they're probably not going to move because they got into their house at such a great price. It's nearly impossible to trade up, so they want to improve their house and make it the dream house they know they're going to be in for the next 30 years.
The market in Colorado Springs, South Denver, all over Colorado, with the equity building, people are finding they cannot sell their current homes to buy another home that they would like because it's out of their range. So we're seeing a lot of people doing renovation loans, which allows the borrowers to take the money on their current home as a mini construction loan and do work to the house, or just straight doing an equity line with a bank to pull the money out to do that and staying where they're at. Since location is a big deal of how people like to look at, if they can fix their current house to be their dream home, then they're just not moving.
So walk us through what a renovation loan would be. If somebody calls you and says, hey, I was listening to the radio, went to the moneyforlifeshow.com webpage, saw some information. Tell me exactly how it can work for me.
On a purchase, if somebody's purchasing a house and we have such limited inventory today, someone may find a home, not find a home in the area they want with their needs. They can't find a three-bedroom, two-bath home. They can find two-bedroom, one-bath, large lot, small house. They could purchase the house at the purchase price, let's say $250. To add that third bedroom and the second bath could be a $50,000 investment. They could tack on that $50,000 on top of the loan, so the total loan would include the $50,000 basically construction piece. You then close the loan off the sales price of the $250,000, and you give out the draws to the contractor to do the renovation work of the $50,000.
And this is all one loan?
It's all one loan.
It's not doing a construction loan, close on it, pay it off, do another appraisal. And so it really is a pretty slick deal.
Correct. The interest rates are slightly higher, and there's a few more closing costs in order to do the draws and take care of the work after the fact. But the interest rates may be an eighth to a quarter higher. And it enables people to do the mortgage with the appraisal being done on the as-is value. So you can actually have equity going into the home based off the value when the work is done.
So if you'd like some information on that, visit the moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com, and you can go down and click on Mary's bio and get some information to contact her or shoot her an email. So my grandson, I think, is going to be, you know, the next great left-handed relief pitcher in there. And so I'm going to need to do some renovation to build a indoor gymnasium for him to work out in. And he's also going to be a great swimmer. So we're going to need to put a 50-meter pool in. We can do this all with one loan and build it off of my house?
Correct. You could do it as a refinance. So you can refinance your current mortgage, pay off that mortgage, and add in the cost of the construction for the renovation.
Might have to talk to you after this, because okay. I know it's gonna be this.
But isn't he only like three?
No, he's five, and he's 4 foot 6 inches. So, and I got huge fingers. I got him throwing fastballs already.
You better get started then.
Yeah, I gotta get this going. So.
So go to the Money for Life website.
Yeah. Moneyforlifeshow.com.
Click on my
We'll get it set up. Now, I had a crazy idea, because we were talking before on these reverse mortgages. And one thing, I was explaining it to a client, and he was like, wow, I didn't know you could do this. But you can do a purchase and use a reverse mortgage to buy it.
Correct.
Now, here's a cynical manipulative mindset I've got, so don't anybody do this. This is one of my crazy ideas I come up with, and typically the more of these I come up, the more with the good ideas I come up with. But if you're worried that the market's at a high peak and you get somebody to buy your house and you've got $400,000 of equity on it, you could go buy a house. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you could buy an $800,000 house, roll the $400,000 of equity into it, have the reverse mortgage take care of the rest, and not have a payment.
Correct. You'd only have a payment on your taxes and insurance. You would not have to have a payment on the mortgage.
Okay, so then if, you know, you're one of these people that thinks the world's going to come to an end and the housing market crashes, you still don't have to make a payment. You've only got $400,000 into it. And if it goes to $200,000 of value and you live in it for 30 years and you go to a nursing home or die, it's a government's problem.
I have to check what happens at the very end of the 30 years. My understanding is that it would pretty much go back to the bank.
Yeah. And it's federally insured, so the federal government's on the hook for it. So if now, again,
there have been multiple changes in the reverse mortgage rules and regulations in the past 6 months.
Because what typically a reverse mortgage, you have a senior citizen that needs extra income, so they can take a reverse mortgage, take monthly payments. But back in the good old days, probably 3 years ago, you could take half the equity out in one check, and then these people were skipping town.
You still have the ability to, you can take a cash payment out, you can leave all your cash in and just have the tax and insurance payments. There's so many variables that happen with that reverse mortgages. We have a whole department that just handles reverse mortgages because they are a different animal than a first mortgage traditionally that we see on a home.
Yeah, and people really need to, because there's so many different options you can do off of this. If you're thinking about it, call in and get real answers to it. Don't talk to your neighbor, you know, because they probably heard some horror story and it wasn't even a reverse mortgage, it was a regular mortgage. But it's something worth checking out. Again, you can get a hold of Mary at moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com. The main number at my office is 400-6516, 400-6516. I can get you punched on to Mary. Her phone number is on the website. You can email her from there. You can collect more information. But it's one of these tools that people, they just don't think about it.
Correct. And there's so many different scenarios. We're working on one right now where the spouse has had numerous medical expenses to come up from a bout with cancer. And they have owned the home for 20 years. And they've actually had their insurance pay incredibly well. But they are still sitting with probably $200,000 in medical bills. So what they're looking at doing is a reverse mortgage and not having a mortgage payment and only having their taxes and insurance. And then they can take the money that they were making their house payment with and pay off their medical bills. And it is an extremely beneficial to all parties.
You probably ought to have them call me, because in that scenario, they might be better off looking at a bankruptcy and just zap the $200,000 out. But, there's a lot of places. I know a guy in California that does a lot of credit stuff. And there may be some options in there for them to at least have somebody negotiate down the medical bills. And if they do take money out of their house, make sure they get it knocked down at least 60% of the price. Because that stuff's all negotiable.
I think you're saying negotiable as to the debt that's still owed. And what happens on the reverse mortgage also is you are going off of current values. So that would be a very good referral that I would definitely have them call you. And I didn't even think that creatively that was something to do.
I can get them in touch with this guy in California that can negotiate the debt for them. Because you don't want to you don't want to put it on credit cards. Two, you definitely don't want to use your home equity.
They've already put it on credit cards.
Oh, yeah, they need to talk
to
this guy.
So they want to be paying it down.
Yeah, and we'll need to get him on the air to kind of explain some of the stuff that he does, because, yeah, that's brutal. Also, they paid the inflated hospital bill prices with credit cards. Ouch.
Yes.
Ouch.
Other people we've had with non-similar circumstances have been people that are retiring, and they're living in their home. They want to keep their home. They've already downsized to a smaller home, but they don't want to have the payment because they're now retiring and no longer having the employment income. And sometimes a reverse mortgage will look good for that. Other times we'll recommend, well, why don't we just lower your mortgage payment by going from the 10-year loan back to a 30-year loan
And you know, that's one of the cool things that we've got planning software that we can run all these options in. The other advantage of doing what you're saying is now if you don't have a payment, you don't have to draw as much out of your IRA, which lowers your overall income and lowers your tax burden. And then if you start taking Social Security, your Social Security isn't taxed as heavily. So these are all, this is all software planning that we can run these different what-if scenarios, and it shows you in a chart and shows you in a total dollar amount what is the best effective strategy for you to use. And if you'd like to see some of this in action, just visit themoneyforlifeshow.com, click on Robert Stanlick and shoot me an email. We can get together and run some of these what-if scenarios with this software, because this is one thing that people don't understand is how their Social Security is taxed. And the people that get hit the worst are the ones that, you know, they basically are living on Social Security, and all of a sudden they start drawing money out of an IRA, and it kicks them up into the first taxable bracket of Social Security. And then by taking more money, they end up with a net less money because of the taxes on Social Security. And if you're, you know, if you've got a large portfolio and you've got income, it's a good thing to look and say, okay, where can I pull money from? What can I do with it? Maybe you just want to pay your house off so you don't have that payment and you pull less from your IRA. And if you're really on top of the ball, 5-10 years before you retire, take a look at this what-if scenario and say, okay, when can I start Social Security? Maybe it's better off for me to start drawing IRA money out even before I retire, because an ugly thing happens at 70 and a half with required minimum distributions. The government says you've got to take anywhere from 3.5% to 4.5% out a year. And if that 4% is more than you need to live on, all you're doing is creating a tax flow of income to the government. And we've done scenarios where we actually started people taking money out at 64, delaying their Social Security to 7, and it made a $700,000 difference in their net worth at age 90. So talking through ideas, talking with Mary, talking with myself, using this planning software can really be advantageous to you down the road with it.
Boy, Robert, I need an appointment with you to go over this planning software on the retirement end.
Yeah.
Because there's so many variables, especially with how we're taxed. And for the generation that we both sit in, and I believe a lot of the audience does, is information that we need in order to decide what to do or even our options.
Yeah, and just visit moneyforlifeshow.com, and we can hook you up and talk through these, because this software is really cool because it'll allow us just to do a scenario test on just one item. So if, okay, do I pay it off? Do I don't? Okay, this is the way it looks. This is the option I'm going to go. Then we can take it one step farther. We can bring in the other partner that we have with Mike Muir with the estate planning, and he can help set up best ways to distribute it down to your heirs in the least painful way possible. One of the new tools that we have available is a corporate trustee. And what that does is you have a living will that when you die, it becomes irrevocable. Well, somebody's got to run it at that point. And if you don't want your kids, if you don't want the burden of your kids doing it, if you don't trust your kids, if there's multiple kids and they don't get along, a corporate trustee steps in and takes requests from the beneficiaries and decides what's a good payment to pay out to them and if they should get paid out to them. And you write up a whole document for the trustee and say, you know, I've never told my kid this, but I think, you know, he's horrible with money or this one's great with money. Give them directions as to how to distribute it for the rest of their lives. And you have an impartial professional making all these decisions as to how your estate gets distributed out later on. So that's something that I think is going to become more and more popular and really powerful to people as time goes on. And this, again, plays in with the mortgages. Maybe you do want to take a 30-year mortgage out and you're not going to live 30 years and you know it. How do you want the house handled? Mike can sit down, take those instructions, put them in. I mean, my mom, for example, I've got to get her up to talk to your reverse mortgage specialist. She lives in Ordway. Her house is a nice house, but it's Ordway, so it's not worth a whole lot. I don't want it. I don't want to rent that house after she dies. My sister doesn't want it. She doesn't want to deal with that. And we keep telling her, take out as much as you can. Go on cruises. Go have fun. You know?
Can you build the gym for the grandson there?
No, it's not big enough. Okay. Yeah, it's Ordway. No, it's a neat town. But it's, you know, take the money and run. Use it. Have fun. Because we don't even think we can sell it. So, you know, we'll milk it for as long as we can. And then just say, you know, hey, thanks, federal government. You get a house in Ordway.
There's so many different options available and different areas. Our specialists in that just do the reverse mortgages need very little information from you. It's probably about 10 to 15 bullet points in order to at least give you options. It's not a long involved process to at least get the options. The loan itself can take 30 to 60 days, but learning your options is just a phone call away.
Yeah, and that's the key thing, is to talk to people. We're in a society now where we want to read a blog or an article on the internet, never talk to anybody and make decisions. And I think it's really hurt people, because if you can sit down and explain your situations to somebody, they can have an aha moment and say, well, hey, why don't you try this? I remember one of the first life policies I did a legacy planning with, had a guy come in from Walsenburg and was working on his house. And we were going through the planning stuff, and there was an account there for $80,000. I says, well, what do you want to use this for? Oh, that goes to my kid. Well, what do you mean? I want him to have that $80,000. I'm not going to touch it. I'll eat dog food before I spend that money. And I'm like, all right, you're kidding me, right? I said, well, what happens if this happens and this happens? And came up with, you know, all these crazy scenarios. He said, no, I'm not touching it. I says, let me show you a way to spend it twice. And he goes, what do you mean? I says, let's take $40,000 of it, buy a life insurance policy on you. Now you've got $40,000 that you can use on your house to do what you want to do, and your son still gets $80,000. And it's going to go to him out of probate and tax-free. What? So I walk it through again, and he comes back in. He goes, yeah, let's do that. So we get this all set up. He gets to finish his house the way he wants to do it without taking a loan, because we freed up this $40,000. About 2 years later, I get a phone call from the son. How dare you put my dad in a life insurance policy, blah, blah, you know, and just ranting and raving. 8 months later, his dad dies. Don't get a call from the son going, hey, geez, thanks, man. He got the house finished. It increased the value there. Plus, I got $80,000 without going through probate. But these are the types of things that we can, you know, just sit down and talk and figure out ways to maximize your money with it. That was a pretty basic scenario, but that's what you have out there. And you just need to come out and talk to somebody and say, what can I do? What are my options? How can I do it? Whether it's medical bills, a reverse mortgage, life insurance, whatever the case is. And Mary can help you with the loans, whether it's a remodel deal, whether you want to do a construction loan, you want to pack up and sell and buy her place out in Southern Colorado, or all the different scenarios you can talk about. And you can visit moneyforlifeshow.com to see that happen.
I think we should put a workshop together, Rob, where we can have people come and ask questions and give a presentation from your standpoint, from the building wealth. Have the reverse specialist there that can answer the questions. Have a mortgage person there that can answer the questions on the mortgage, so people can just ask these questions. We see so many people afraid to ask the questions, and they just stay where they're at.
Yeah.
Not knowing there's a better solution or what options are available.
We can look at that. And if you would be interested in that type of workshop, visit moneyforlifeshow.com. and email one of us, say, hey, I would be interested in a workshop like that, or, hey, I just want to come in and talk to you. We'll put it together, because I was talking to a realtor this week, and he goes, wow, things are starting to slow down. Builders are giving incentives again. So now's a good time to kind of start throwing a little weight around, because now you've got the power if you want to go buy something, because it has slowed down and you might be able to flex a little more muscle there.
We're seeing there's still very little inventory, but the market has slowed. We're not seeing as many people going out and having 20 offers on one home over a weekend. It's slowing down, but being conservative in the slowdown. But we could use something to kind of stimulate. What you're alluding to is that it's coming back into being a buyer's, having some choices.
Yeah.
And I think that's really true. We're seeing that. And knowledge is power. And it's even in going out to look at a house.
Yeah. And, you know, talk to Mary about that. She can give you some options. There's a lot of things that go into a home purchase. She's got some great first-time home buyer programs out there with some places that will help you with your down payment, do those types of things, and you don't even have to repay it back. So if you're a first-time home buyer and you can kindly catch your breath and maybe go look for something, give Mary a call first, get pre-qualified, get all your ducks in a row with that, and she can then show you where to go and how to do it. For more information on anything we've talked about today and more, visit the moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com, or you can give us a call at 400-6516, 400-6516. We are going to kind of work on some new items. We want to put together a lot of videos. I was talking with Mary earlier about a first-time home buyer's video that you can actually download a checklist. She can walk you through what you need to do, see everything that you need in one spot, and then come in and see her. I think it's important to actually come in and see somebody instead of trying to do it with Quicken Loans or something like that, because they're going to force you down one path that's the easiest for them, not what's best for you. So, well, thanks for listening to another edition of the Money for Life Show. My name is Robert Stanlick with Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners, along with Mary Thorne with Certainty Home Loans. And we've enjoyed talking with you today. Hope to visit with you soon. Visit moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com. Let us know if you would be interested in attending a workshop or would like to come in and talk to us one-on-one. moneyforlifeshow.com or 400-6516.
The opinions voiced in this radio show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations. Individuals should always consult their own tax or financial advisor regarding their specific financial situation before acting on any information provided. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Genos Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.